The insurance company State Farm will pay hundreds of millions of dollars in additional money to Mississippi residents whose homes were damaged by Hurricane Katrina. This deal is an attempt to settle part of the huge backlog of legal cases pending from the storm. Mississippi officials hope that other big insurance companies will also sign on, as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
When the waters of Katrina receded from the Gulf Coast, they left behind a morass of legal disputes, including thousands of lawsuits against major insurance companies. So far, two suits have gone to trial, and a third is getting underway. The federal judge hearing the cases, LT Center, has urged the parties to try to reach some kind of global settlement. And yesterday, after weeks of tough bargaining, a settlement was announced by Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood.
It's been like a death row with an alligator for the last 2 months in these negotiations. I would have tried 10 capital murder cases and one after the other than to have had to go through these difficult negotiations to try to resolve this.
Most of the disputes with policyholders involved the question of wind versus water. Insurers insisted that homes were destroyed by flooding, which wasn't covered under people's homeowners' policies. Homeowners argued they were damaged by wind, which was. Under the settlement, State Farm agreed to reopen residents' claims and review them using new engineers and adjusters. The company also will hand over any documents used to deny coverage the first time around. If homeowners are still unhappy with the way their cases are resolved, they can go to binding arbitration. In cases where homes were completely destroyed, leaving it difficult to determine what damaged them, State Farm will pay half the structural value of the building. The settlement won't resolve all of the disputes, but it will provide an alternative means to clear up some of these cases. It could also ease what has become a major embarrassment for the insurance companies. Phil Supple is a spokesman for State Farm.
This settlement works toward Judge Center's earlier stated goals, and goals that we've agreed with all along, and that is looking for a resolution that's just and speedy and efficient for policyholders. And we believe this is just that, and it's good for the policyholders, it's good for the rebuilding of the coast, and it's good for State Farm.
The company declined to speculate about what the settlement might cost it, but Attorney General Hood said State Farm could end up paying $500 million, and Hood said he hoped other big insurance companies will use this settlement as a template.
I believe that in the end this will be hopefully an opportunity for other insurance companies to come forward, and let's resolve all this litigation, keep the insurance companies at work there because you got to have them to build, and people be able to move forward.
Among those who are expected to benefit from the settlement are Mississippi Senator Trent Lott and Democratic Congressman Gene Taylor. Both owned homes destroyed in the storm, and both sued their insurance companies after their claims were denied. But the agreement will also benefit thousands of other homeowners. Many have been unable to begin rebuilding their houses since the storm. The settlement will make it possible for at least some of them to finally do so. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.